巴厘岛，一片充满阳光与绿意的宝地，这里不仅是度假胜地，也是远居工作者的理想据点。在我在这片天堂般的土地上居住期间，每周都会有一场特别的活动，那就是在我工作的 Coworking Space 举办的下午茶聚会。这成为我认识新朋友的场所，每一次都有机会结识各行各业的远居工作者。在这些下午茶中，我有幸结识了来自荷兰的 Jewel 是一位博士生，他正在研究数字游牧民 Digital Nomad 的生活方式，而巴厘岛成为这个新兴游牧族群的据点。我们的对话不仅停留在表面， Jewel 热情地邀请我分享我的游牧生活，这是我在 Fly with Lily Podcast 中难得被访谈的经验。 Jewel 将我的儿时游牧经历细致地呈现，我的家庭由于父亲经商失败，从北到南的搬家，我在五所小学读过，到了大学我更是搬了九次家。这段旅程虽然充满挑战，但却也孕育出我对于转换环境的适应力。据我的访谈聚焦于这种常常在移动中的生活，我分享了家对我而言的意义，以及在不断转换环境中所带来的挑战和快乐。我认为家就是心所在，对我而言，家就是有一张舒适的床，有一个我可以躲藏的角落，路上遇见的朋友常常成为我暂时的家人。这样的生活带来的挑战是，有时候吸收资讯和看过的风景太多，感觉好像记忆体都不足够，但若是停留在同一个地方太久，我又会感觉到无聊的快发疯。接下来让我们一同聆听做访谈的片段，体验不同母语人士间英语交流，这将是一场关于游牧生活的奇妙旅程，请准备好踏上这趟有趣的冒险。
Well, I always start with a little introduction about yourself. So who are you? What's your background? What are you doing here?
Okay, so my name is Lily. I'm a podcaster and I've been traveling for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And today I'm 40 years young. I would like to call that myself. And yeah, I'm now in Bali, Indonesia. This is my 41st country.41 countries. Yeah, so I'm planning to, actually in 2 weeks, I'm going to Taiwan and also Hong Kong, and then travel to Vietnam and then Thailand. Vietnam will be my 42nd, so I'm quite excited about
that. Yeah, wow. And what type of family did you grow up in?
Okay, so my family is middle-class family. Mm-hmm. My father, he was a lawyer. And my mother, she was a housewife. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was growing up, they were always material-wisely, they were supporting me. My dad often got this kind of comment that, you spoil your dollar too much, but I was the only...child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I guess that's why they put every attention on me. But my dad was a very busy guy. He was always going out for drinks with his friends or business partners. So I was with my mom quite a bit. And my mom liked to explore, although in my impression, she was a little bit introverted. But she liked to...go out to the cafes and then go to those fast food restaurants with her friends. She was also some kind of a home business entrepreneurs.
Okay.
You know, because I remember she did Herbalife business, and then also she did insurance, because then she had this kind of flexibility
to take care of me as well, and also earn a little bit of pocket money.
Yeah.
And my dad was really busy, but I also remember there was one incident that his business went out of the business, just didn't get money in the business, so they had to close that business. So that day, we moved away from our home and then started this like 4 or 5 years of nomadic life.
Okay.
So I was in 5 different schools.
Well, the long childhood mobility is probably then quite complicated. So we will make a sort of timeline later on.
Okay, sure.
We have it kind of structured because that's indeed one of the questions I have
okay,
for you,
cool.
where you lived. And so, yeah, you already said like it was a bit middle class, single child. And so your mom was then starting with like a little... things also for herself. Well, she
right.
was not working maybe full-time,
right.
but small
mm-hmm.
things. Yeah, okay. So the next question in my list is actually how you... did you move as a child and where you go, where you went and what ages? So maybe we can use this paper.
Okay,
and then
sure.
you can just write a sort of... it doesn't need to be like on the month super
yeah.
detailed, but it's more also to get a bit an overview if it's quite a complicated
okay,
story.
So, I started to have memories when I was about 6. It's like kindergarten to
yeah.
the first grade. So back then we were living in Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he had to close that business, I was... like just a 1 semester in my first grade.
Okay.
So I just finished the first semester in this first grade. And I remember that I already made a very good childhood friend. We are still friends like until today. Her name is Amy. We still keep in touch because she was my playmate in kindergarten. And then we were classmates together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was... probably 6, almost 7. We moved to Keelung. It's like a 1 hour drive
mm-hmm.
from Taipei, but back then it was different city. We were there for another semester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just very short, but
yeah.
I had a really good time there because it was really close to the beach.
Oh, nice.
Every time
yeah.
we finished class, we just run to the beach and swim. So that was also my favorite time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that... after that semester, we moved back to Kaohsiung. Kaohsiung is the second biggest city in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a harbor city. And I also studied another semester in one school. But back then, it was quite strict because Kaohsiung is like quite a big place. So when you move, you have to move school
oh,
as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
So it's like
so
different
schools,
districts.
Yeah.
yeah. So I study... like probably a year in one school and then I changed school again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is, I had one school here, two, and then 3 schools in Kaohsiung.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And do you remember still anything about how you felt with moving schools, moving
yeah.
houses?
I remember that. I remember it was always like really short time when I was in Taipei already, and then Keelung, it was only 1 semester, and I already liked my school, and it was a very small class.
Mm-hmm.
It was like including me, there were only 6 people in one
oh.
class, and so like everybody knows each other, so that was kind of intimate and
mm-hmm.
cool for me. I remember like I had to say goodbye to those people and then moved to Kaohsiung. The class was a lot bigger and I have trouble like keeping up with my
mm-hmm.
study. I still remember that night. It was like so much homework and I ended up like just so stressed out and puking at
oh,
midnight
wow.
because my father and mother was like, you have to get up and then write your homework, finish your homework.
Yeah.
And I have this like problem just always forgetting my homework at home and then always gets like punished at school. So my teacher like... in the third grade, she kind of talked to my parents a lot about this.
Mm-hmm. Was it important for your parents that you did well at school?
Not really.
Okay.
They were very free with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were also kind of worried about yeah. me because I was like so stressed out
oh, yeah.
with homework, you know,
yeah.
because there was in Kaohsiung it's like more strict.
Yeah.
I guess like because that was a very small class, so I was doing okay because although there were only six students, I still got like the place number three, you know, so
oh, yeah. yeah.
not too good, not too bad.
Yeah. So in this, in how do you pronounce
Kaohsiung.
It? Kaohsiung.
Kaohsiung.
Did you also move then three times to different houses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was probably about five places that I moved
okay.
in Kaohsiung.
And why did you move? Was it for your father's work?
Okay. So we were living in friends' houses. In Kaohsiung was the same. So we were living in friends' houses. So we didn't have our own place.
Okay.
Just until that my father had to spend some time with my grandparent,
mm-hmm.
My grandfather, he had some sort of dementia. So he had to move back to the house, my grandfather's house.
Okay.
Yeah, to take care of my grandfather. So we moved back and I finally finished like the fifth grade and sixth grade at one school.
Okay. So you moved with your dad back to your
yeah,
grandfather's house.
Right.
Okay. So then we have kind of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 moves already?
Yeah. So like the third school, we had to... we had to move to grandparents' house. So there are three. So
mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5, and the 6.
Yeah.
And then when my grandfather passed away, we moved to like his apartment.
Okay.
Officially. Okay. And then we moved again because my dad sold the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get our own apartment. And then we change again. Yeah.
And
then
you...
probably the, again, another
yeah.
one.
And these moves, how old were you approximately?
Okay,
was
so
it after school then?
The seventh, I was about 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, moved back to my grandparents' house. And then, yeah, and then... okay, it was like probably 13
mm-hmm.
and then 14 and then this is like 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so here you probably remember how you felt about the moving and probably here is also school changes
yeah.
in between. So how was that for you?
Well, I was doing very well doing this because I had very good grades in English.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like kind of the first place in that school. So I was doing very well in school wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember that time I was kind of like quiet because it's also puberty.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah. And that's why I ask indeed here, it's probably. Also, moving is losing your friends and had to build up new friendships mm-hmm. and stuff. So, do you remember
I stayed in one school
oh,
here.
Oh, you stayed in one
like,
school
so this
here.
Is okay. like a junior high.
Yeah.
So, one school here
yeah.
and then another school for high school.
Yeah. And the moving houses, was it something you liked or disliked or were you feeling...
I kind of liked it because it's like always like starting new. Then I can have a different room, especially
yeah.
I don't like those times when I had to stay in people's houses because I had no privacy.
Yeah.
But when I moved to my grandfather's house, I finally had my room.
Yeah.
Is
yeah. it something common in Taiwan that people live in friends' houses or was it?
Definitely okay. not. It was just like probably a very difficult time for my dad
yeah.
for his business. So he just kind of wanted a place to hide out.
Yeah.
And then my parents, they were not living together. They weren't divorced, but they
mm-hmm.
weren't living together.
Okay. Yeah.
yeah.
And so when did you go to, I don't know if it's university or how it works in Taiwan, but when did you move out of the parents' home then?
I moved out my parents' home. When I went to Taipei again for mm-hmm. university.
Okay.
Like, when I was 18.
Okay. And then is it like only Taipei for the entire studies, or how did the moving go?
Oh, Taipei was also very turbulent as well, because I don't know. I just kind of like changing places a lot. I just had that tendency. So, for example, I moved into a dormitory, like a apartment, and then they have like probably 6 rooms. So, like, I ended up just changing my room like
just
every semester,
you liked it.
Because I just want to like have a feel.
Okay,
you know. And then I got an opportunity to pet sit my friend's cat, and I moved to her house again.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a colleague at the place I worked.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that, you say it, you kind of like it to change places. Is that something you remember from already from your childhood that you liked it, or?
Probably.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Although I was stressed with housework, but I find it like, oh, it, new environment. And I got to see new thing, new place, new streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And after your studies, how did it go moving-wise?
Moving-wise, after my study. Mm-hmm. So in my university was quite turbulent, because my mom actually passed away when I was going into my third year of university.
And then you were about 22 or something?
Oh, I was about 20.
Yeah.
I was 20. So that was turbulent for me, because then I suspend from school for a year.
Okay.
Yeah, I just like decided to take a break. So it's kind of like a gap year for me. Mm-hmm. So I took a break, and I guess I moved to other places, but I didn't quite remember. But I did started a career for myself. I became a saleswoman.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that year.
In that year.
Okay.
I became a saleswoman.
Your gap year for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Became a saleswoman for 2 different companies. And then I was moving a lot, because I bought myself a scooter.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. I was just like traveling in Taipei and finding clients.
Yeah. And so after that year, you went back to university to finish the study, or you quit?
Yeah. After that year, I decided to finish my study. I did another thing on the in the summer of the junior year, the third year of my university. So, that summer, I went to New York.
Oh, was it for like an exchange or?
Just for an experience. So, mm-hmm. I did 5 weeks there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like that or?
I liked it. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I just loved travel ever since then.
Yeah.
It was just so nice for me, because I wanted to advance my English so much. Yeah, so I met new people and lived in different places, felt like a New Yorker. So I like that kind of experience.
Yeah. And so after your studies, where did you go?
I actually went back to America again, and I traveled by myself for 100 days. Yeah, also a lot of different places. Yeah.
Also, and then? After that?
After that, I came back to Taiwan, and then to get a job. Yeah.
And you still moved around during that time?
Yeah, I still moved around. I got myself an apartment after I came back. Then I only worked a year in my company, and then they sent me to Shanghai in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you lived in China for
I
how
lived
long?
In China for I thought it was only 6 months.
Okay.
But then I met my boyfriend at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you now you're married?
I'm actually divorced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a lot of changes.
Again, yeah.
And then so many chapters.
Yeah. Yeah, because you've moved quite a lot already during your childhood. So do you think that you learned something there, or you took something from that experience that you use now in this lifestyle?
Yeah, I think moving isn't always bad, although mm-hmm. I knew that I had a lot of challenges in my life. But moving wasn't bad because I got to see new people, new friends, and I still remember. I still keep in touch with some of my friends from different schools. Mm-hmm. And then it was just kind of like interesting because nobody else had similar experience like mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was quite interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a place now that you call home?
No.
No. Mm. And how do you feel about that?
To be honest, that part that I'm not so sure, but I can say like in a month, probably there would be one or two days that I actually feel a little bit sad about, feel a little bit lonely about that mm-hmm. I don't have my parents anymore, and then feel a little bit lonely that I'm in a different country and now I'm all by myself, and then I worry about if I had an accident one day and then nobody would know about it.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. So, but it's very, very few. Overall, I feel that my mental health is very intact.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does it mean for you to have a place that you call home? What does home mean for you?
So I like this saying they say, like, home is where your heart is, mm-hmm. you know. So yeah. I when I travel, I lived out people's places as well. And also Airbnb, sometimes hostels, sometimes hotels. And, yeah, I just feel like home is where my heart is. And then sometimes the place I know is very temporary, but I have myself. Yeah, mm-hmm. like I often just feel like that I'm myself the best friend. I also have an online group that I'm running now, and then we see each other every day.
Oh, online.
So, yeah, online. So we see each other every day. That kind of feel like my family as well. We do morning routine together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is also sort of a routine that you built into your life to feel...
Yes, exactly.
Is it to feel home, or how does it work?
Yeah, I feel that this to feel home... also, I also feel I don't really need much. I feel like home for me is just like a very comfortable bed.
Okay.
Yeah. And the people I met can also be my family as well. Yeah. Like this morning, I saw my like mommy and daddy from Bali, and they were so nice and gave me cake and fruits for me to bring to work.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the people also make a bit of your home.
The people around me, yeah.
One thing that I noticed, because you said in the beginning, I didn't like the phase where I was in my childhood always staying in other people's places. But now actually, as a nomad, you also stay always in not your own place. Of course,
yeah, but now I can choose to have mm-hmm. a room for myself. Okay. For example, yeah. I feel like I'm kind of like old enough to know that I, how I would feel comfortable in.
Yeah.
But that time there was one incident that I didn't really feel comfortable. It's like people can just come into my room.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was actually sexually harassed one time, and then that really made me feel like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So now if I choose to stay in hostel, I always choose a women's dormitory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your travel pace? How long do you normally stay in one place before you move on?
Okay, so the first couple of years of my travels, it was very sporadic. Like I can, because of my visa, then I had the first country that I actually went was America again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so since 2015, I started this journey and I went to America. And then I had to leave every 3 months.
So
but I kind of like stayed there for 2 years in America, but just like moving in and out.
And always to the same place, or
no.
You moved within the US also?
I moved within the US.
And
as
how
well.
Long do you then kind of stay in one place? In
usually,
one
1 month, 2 months. Yeah.
Yeah. And how's that now?
Now is I would choose to stay a little bit longer. Like I just also started this lifestyle again after spent 2 years in Taiwan.
Okay, so you went
and
back.
Then I spent my pandemic years there, and then I started this journey last June, and then I try to stay every place for 3 months. Mm-hmm. But I still move a lot within that 3 months, actually. Okay. Yeah.
So in one country, 3 months, but like you still change.
Change like accommodations. Yeah. Houses a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I went to Iceland. And for 3 months, I was actually, I stayed in probably 5 different places.
Yeah, so you still mm-hmm. keep on moving.
Keep on moving
like
a lot.
A few weeks per right. spot.
Yeah.
And is that also your ideal pace, or would you actually like to travel faster or slower?
That actually was pretty ideal for me for some reason, because it was, can be a very, very challenging place. Or some difficult situation that I had to adjust to, and I would be like, oh, okay, good Lord, then mm-hmm. I can be in a different place next month, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you go faster than that?
Faster than that? For example, that I actually went on the Eurail journey for 2 months and mm-hmm. I was in 11 different countries. Yeah. And then it was 2 months just in 19 different places.
Yeah. And how did that make you feel? You liked it? Or
it was exhausting, but I also liked it. Mm-hmm. I like to talk about like how I move around 22 countries in 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was quite an experience. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine it's super fun, but you can't, it's not sustainable to move that fast.
Oh, yes. But it was also kind of like money saving for me mm-hmm. because if I stayed in, like I had an apartment in Spain and then mm-hmm. like the rent is like 1,000 euros. Like just to stay there.
Okay.
But sometimes I check the tickets, it would be like $15 to Rome or something, and I was just like, oh, this is like super cheap to travel, you know. And then, or like I found myself like travel to Thailand and then ended up just spent 150 euros a week, and I was just like, it's actually travel is cheaper than staying home.
Yeah. So do you have a house now somewhere back wherever you call home?
No.
Or there's no place that you own or that you rent?
I rent an Airbnb.
Yeah, just here where you are.
Right, and also planned out for the next month's accommodation already.
Yeah, so there's no house to go back to or something like that.
No, not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a conscious decision?
I think it's a conscious decision. Yeah, because I also tried to stay in one place like for longer time, but like didn't like it so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is there something then that you miss if you stay too long?
Something that I miss if I stay too long?
Yeah.
I miss traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss traveling. And then it's like lots of people also like complimenting on my ability of travel so much. Mm-hmm. Like feels like this is like something that I can be proud of as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is this lifestyle sustainable for you? How do you see it in the future?
Well, now I had new challenges for myself, actually. So I had started a company last year, mm-hmm. in the end of last year. And I started my life coaching business.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had some success. Like make actually more money than I was in Taiwan and in the past years.
So what did you do before this? Like, were you an employee?
I was an employee. I was just like teaching English online.
Okay, but also like as a freelancer or were you employed somewhere?
No, I was an employee. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was kind of like an accidental, and it was just like not working. But I have set up companies in China as well. But that was not just like a way that I get like a sustainable work. Mm-hmm. I always like kind of like get money by being a salesperson. Mm-hmm. Like if I if I sell courses and I get a cash flow.
Yeah.
Get a cash injection.
Yeah. So now you just started your own.
Yeah, I started my
business.
Yeah,
so
life coaching company, and then it was
like
just very legit. I have all my income goes into my company now. But there is another challenge. I could do very well in some months, but then I can just like not doing very well for some months. For example, like the past 2 months, I don't know if it's like because I broke my collarbone in Thailand. I think my business was kind of affected, or like I was healing, or I just really needed a break, and I didn't get clients at all. I had some recurring payment that people pay me like monthly coming in, but I didn't get new clients. So, and then I actually spend more, like my company actually spend more than I earn. So that kind of, I had a little bit concerned about that. So that I can feel like now I have more responsibilities for my life and my business.
Yeah.
And then is it moving around would be a best option for me? I don't know. I still have to test it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what would be the ideal future? Like would you want?
The ideal future would be that I find a partner to travel with me, and he is filthy rich, and I don't have to worry about this like empty months, you know, like he's filthy rich, and we don't have to worry about work, and our work would just kind of be playing.
Yeah.
So you know, because I'm doing very meaningful job. I have a very successful podcast, and it's like 1,500 episodes, and then I still get messages like people writing to me saying that my work changed their lives. So I just like this is like really fun to play. But I do notice that since I'm living in Bali, and then I had very good months in my business, I spend actually more, so that I have to be very conscious about. So my ideal life, which I often fantasize, is my rich husband traveling with me around the world, and we just do work, and that it pleases us, helping people on the road, and then doing this, you know.
You would like to keep on traveling if you could.
Yes, exactly. But that, so far, so good. So far, I'm doing quite well, you know. But I would say that is a challenge for me, that I would have to test it out. If my company fail, I would still keep my lifestyle.